भूमौ स्खलितपादानां भूमिरेवावलम्बनं त्वयि जातापराधानां त्वमेव शरणं शिवे.
To those who slip and fall on the ground itself offers support. Similarly, for those who commit mistakes in your worship, you alone offer refuge, O Goddess.
Shiva Shaktya Yukto Yadi Bhavati Shakta Prabhavitum Nache Devam Devo Nakhalu Kushala Spanditumapi Atastvamaradhyam Harihara Virinchadibhirapi Pranantum Stotum Va Kathamakrita Punya Prabhavati.
Someone as powerful as Lord Shiva himself is only capable of action when he is united with Shakti. If he is not united with Shakti, he is not even capable of even reacting to situations, or in other words, he becomes inert. If such is your importance when it comes to performing action, then how, O great goddess, can someone perform your worship or praise without having done any good deed? In other words, one must be really fortunate and must have accumulated a lot of virtue to even attempt praising or worshipping you.
Taniyansam pamsum tava charana panke ruha bhavam virinche sanchinvan virachayati lokanavikalam vahatyenam shaurihi kathamapi sahasrena shirasam hara sankshudyainam bhajati bhasito dhulana vidhim.
O goddess, Lord Brahma collects the dust below your feet and from it creates all these worlds to perfection. Lord Vishnu, with thousands of heads, maintains these worlds with great effort, and Lord Shiva, with utmost reverence, powders these worlds back into sacred ash and smears it all over his body.
Avidyana manta stimira mihira dvipanagari jadanam chaitanya stabakamakaranda Sruti jhari daridranam chinta mani gunanika janma jaladhau nimagnanam damshtra murarippu varahasya bhavati.
O goddess, these particles are like an island from which arises the sun, who dispels the darkness of ignorance. They are like a delicious torrent of honey which causes brightness and invigorates the dull ones. They are like a garland of precious jewels for those who are struck with poverty, and for those who are drowned in the sorrows of life and death, they are like the tusks of Lord Varaha who saved Mother Earth from drowning in the oceans.
Tvadanyah Parnibhyam Abhaya varado daivata gana Tvameka naivasi Prakatita varabhitya bhinaya Bhayatratum datum Phalamapicha vancha samadhikam Sharanye lokana Tavahi charanavevani purnau.
O goddess who is the refuge to the people of all worlds, gods and goddesses other than you display abhaya, fear dispelling, and varada, boon providing mudras with both their hands. You alone never display these varada and abhaya mudras, since your feet themselves are adept at removing the fears and fulfilling the desires of the beings of all the worlds.
Hare stvamaradhya pranata jana saubhagya janani puranari bhutva puraripumapikshobhamanayat smarupitvam natva ratinayana lehyena vapusha muninamapyantah prabhavatihi mohaya mahatam.
Worshipping you who bestows prosperity upon all your devotees, Lord Hari was able to become a charming female and stir waves of passion in the minds of no less a deity than Hara, the destroyer of three cities. And Smara or Manmatha, the lord of love, through your worship, obtained a form which is truly a feast for the eyes of his consort Rati Devi, with which he has become capable of causing deep infatuation even in the minds of sages.
Dhanuh paushpam maurvi madhukaramayi pancha vishikha vasanta samanto malayamarudayo dhanaratha tathapyekah sarvam himagiri sute kamapi kripam apangate labdhva jagadidamanango vijayate.
His bow is made only of flowers. Its bowstring is a line of honeybees. He has only 5 arrows, and these are made of flowers too. His minister is the periodical and non-dependable spring season. His battle chariot is the shifting and formless breeze, and above all, he is Ananga, the bodiless one. Yet, O daughter of the mountain, blessed by your gracious side glance, he by himself alone is victorious over the entire world.
Kvarnat kanchi dama karikalabha kumbhastananata parikshina madhye parinata sharachandravadana dhanurbanan pasham srunimapi dadhana karatalai purastadastamnah puramathituraho purushika.
May the mother goddess, who has a jingling waistband, whose breasts are curved like the temples of a young elephant cub, whose waist is slender, whose face is as bright as the fully formed moon of Sharadrutu, who holds a bow, arrows, a noose, and a goad in her 4 hands, and who is the great consort of Lord Shiva, who vanquished Tripurasura, be present in front of us.
Sudha sindhur madhye suravitapi vati parivrute manidvipe nipo pavanavati chintamani grihe shivakare manche paramashiva paryanka nilaya bhajante tvam dhanya katichana chidanandalahari.
O goddess, situated in the middle of the Milky Ocean, surrounded by a garden of celestial trees, within an island of jewels, containing an orchard of kadamba trees, within a house made of chintamani jewels, resting upon the seat which is Lord Paramashiva himself, this is how the truly fortunate worship you, who is the very embodiment of the waves of ultimate conscious bliss called as Chidananda.
Mahim Mooladhare Kamapi Manipure Hutavaham Sthitam Swadhishthane హృది మరుతమాకాశముపరి మనూపి భ్రూమధ్యే సకలమపి భిత్వా కులపథం సహస్రారే పద్మే సహరహసి పత్యా విహరసే.
Having penetrated the earth element situated in Mooladhara, water element in Manipuraka, Agni or the fire element in Swadhisthana, Vayu or the air element in Anahata, Akasha or space above it in the Vishuddhi, and Manas in the Agnya between the eyebrows, you, ascending through the Sushumna or the Kula path, are engaged in loving sport with your consort in the solitude of Sahasrara, the thousand-petaled lotus.
సుధాధారాసారై చరణయుగళాంతర్విగళితై ప్రపంచం సించంతి పునరపి రసాంనాయ మహసః అవాప్య స్వాం భూమిం భుజగనిభమధ్యుష్టవలయం స్వమాత్మానం కృత్వా స్వపిషి కుల కుండే కుహరిణి.
Drenching the whole creation with the nectar flowing down from both your feet, you descend from the exuberance of the nectarine radiance of the moon. You flow down into your own abode in the Mooladhara at the lower end of Sushumna, assuming your coiled serpentine form, and lie dormant there.